Party, an X-Files podcast. I'm Erin.
I'm Julia.
And today we are talking about season 8, episode 11, which is called The Gift.
Yeah.
Crazy. This entire episode, I was like, what is happening? What is going on?
Yeah, same.
Because I rewinded like multiple times. That's why it took me so long. Because I was like, wait, I think I missed something. What's happening?
Yeah. I did not remember a single part of this episode while watching it.
Yeah.
And it did not do anything that I thought it was going to.
No.
Because, like, I would say it's, like, barely, like, a syndicate episode. Is that what they call them?
Yeah. It's, like, low-key kind of Monsters of the Week, but, like, disguised as, like, plotline.
Yeah.
It's kind of...
That's exactly what I would say.
A little bit confusing, but, we don't see Scully at all, do we?
We get, like, a clip of her, I think, from Doggett's point of view. But, yeah, she's, like, not really in this, I think, technically, yes. But I don't know. I, like, the whole synopsis of this had to do with, like, Mulder and the Native American stuff. And I thought we were, like, going back to, like, the same characters that we've seen before, and it really wasn't, which is fine, but not what I had like in my head at all.
Fair. So we start out, we're in a township in Pennsylvania, and we're basically seeing like a, what is that, like the point of view is weird because we're definitely like first person this. We're seeing this from someone else's point of view, and we like walk up to a house, go in, and a couple like looks at whoever's coming and is like kind of like visibly shaken.
The wife
scared.
Is freaking out.
Yeah. And we see that whoever this person is that we're seeing from this point of view has a gun. So it gets like a little confusing, but basically this couple, they like scream, and then we hear three shots, and we know that there was someone else in the house, because then someone walks out of the house leaving the body there and gets in the car, and it's Mulder. We're like, what? A few like little weird things that are happening. There is a like cross in a circle that's on the front door.
Yeah.
In what appears to be blood.
Yeah, which is a symbol we see quite a few times.
And we don't full on see the person or creature that is shot at, but we see from like a side perspective, and they're like, yeah, definitely like human-esque, but not.
Yeah, I would say it looks like if a human was born and raised in a swamp.
That's a good one.
But had, like, really carnal urges, if that makes any sense. I'm, like, just remembering parts of this episode and getting really grossed out.
Yeah, it's pretty nasty.
it is.
So then, obviously, it's very bizarre that this is Mulder. And then Doggett gets pulled in to investigate this because it's a possible lead on Mulder's disappearance. And his kind of like reasoning for not pulling Scully in is that he's like, something really strange is happening here. And at the end of the day, Scully also signed off on this. So like she also was doing that paperwork and signing off on it, saying it was credible. So, like, do we really trust her opinion kind of thing is where he's coming from.
Right. Because the paperwork in question would say that he was in D.C., right? Yeah. But, like, we're going to find out very shortly when Doggett goes to Pennsylvania that Mulder's phone records prove that he's in fucking Pennsylvania at the same time, which obviously doesn't work. So... I don't think it's him not trusting Scully, I think he doesn't want her to get in trouble, and he doesn't know Mulder or care enough to know if Mulder gets in trouble.
Yeah, fair.
I don't know. I can't get a reading on him at this point in the episode.
Like, yeah, he definitely, I mean, rightfully so, he does not know Mulder, so he doesn't trust him. And all he knows is that, like, the reports and the work that Mulder was doing was obviously very out of pocket and very strange to Doggett. And, and that at the end of the day, Scully was somewhat complicit with it. So it's like, what's going on?
Yeah.
But they find that Mulder had visited this town, Squamish.
I think we should just call it Squamish.
Pennsylvania. In the spring of 2000. And Doggett's theory on this is that Mulder was going to try to find a cure because he finds that he actually was sick with a brain disease, a terminal brain disease, and that he was dying. And that somewhere in this town he was looking for the cure. So,
right.
He goes to, obviously, like, the local sheriff's department, good place to start, and the sheriff there tells Doggett that Mulder was investigating a case of this woman, Marie Hangmull.
Yeah, I have no, because with Doggett's accent. Yeah,
who knows, right?
I don't. Yeah.
But. Yeah.
It's like whack-a-mole, but hang it.
Marie is the woman in the first scene. And she was told by her sister about a, like, local native legend about a creature who lives in the woods and basically is, like, a healer. Like, they have a gift that they can give to heal people.
Yeah, because she has renal failure.
And as Doggett is, like, finishing up questioning them, gets ready to leave, and he notices the gunshot holes in the wall, which, yeah,
it's someone plastered over,
tried to hide, doesn't over. Notice. They're, like, acting a little sketchy. The sheriff says nothing, and Doggett is like, you're clearly hiding something from me, because, like, how many times do you get a lot of shootings in this town? Because I doubt it, you know?
Yeah. Well, because he even asks the sheriff if he knows that if they have, like, firearms,
he's
right?
Like, yeah, and I don't know.
He says that he doesn't.
Like, okay, well, you're fucking lying to me.
But it's also like,
so
okay. Lying or, like, how right. shitty is your detective work then? Because it's obvious that there was fresh paint there.
And then, meanwhile, he goes back to Mulder's apartment and finds a gun hidden under the sink. And there's 3 shots missing, right?
Yeah.
And he's
got to feed the fishies.
Because it's his job.
Yes. He got hired into the FBI just to do this.
I can't stop yawning, and I don't know why. Like, it's not even, like, a tired thing. I'm like,
I know, I'm sorry. It's because this episode wasn't super engaging. Especially compared to last week's
I think
situation.
I might take a 2-second pause and grab my water. Then we go to the okay, so we're back in Squamish.
Squish squash. That's what we used to call it. I like that.
Squish squash.
Squish squash, Pennsylvania.
A little squish squash. And we see a like stone circle, same design thing that was on the front door, and it's being dug up by a backhoe, so probably not a good idea, but whatever. And it turns out, like, the sheriff ordered that to happen, so they're investigating something. And he, clearly, the sheriff is, like, trying to hide something from the investigation. So we don't like him, don't trust him at all. Bad dude. The townsfolk, the people of the town show up. They start, like, harassing this woman who lives in the woods. She's, like, a very, like, salt-of-the-earth type of person. And they're like, you gotta send it out. And
yeah,
we see a creature, the creature from the beginning, who tries to escape, but they end up capturing it. And they all are like, it's very like townspeople with pitchfork kind of vibes, you know? Everyone's like on a wild goose chase for like nothing. And they all have this idea of like, you know, that it's this creature's fault and whatever, that this is going to fix everything. So they go after the creature. Doggett and Skinner start asking about the murder that occurred of an unidentified person who was just like a transient person passing through, who Doggett starts to suspect Mulder killed. He's kind of, and he kind of has been the whole time, like, making it seem to the townspeople like he is investigating Mulder because Mulder's dangerous. I think it's a way for him to get more information from them, like, try to make it so, because at first, like, they're all very wary of them, but, like, I think when they realize, like, oh, he's not here to investigate me, he's here to basically we can scapegoat this guy, and it's like the perfect opportunity.
I mean, also, Skinner and Doggett are, like, not on the most agreeable terms, I would say, at least at this point. Because is this before or after they do the testing on Mulder's gun? Like, the ballistics, I guess.
Like, after, because they, I think they already knew that there's three shots missing.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I think that might have been at the same time that they, like, really did, like, a deep dive into
it. Well, because Doggett has it, like, hooked up to a machine, something that, like, really gets up in there, and there's, like, there are blood marks on it, like, on the barrel, right? Which he says shows that, not only was it fired, but, like, close range killed somebody. Yeah.
Sure, yeah. Like, there's blood splatter. They go to the cemetery, but it's where the backhoe was earlier. Just digging stuff up. So they find that the coffin is empty now.
And there's like tunnels beneath it, right?
It's not like the person was like, it wasn't like a body snatcher kind of situation. It was literally like the person who was shot apparently three times dug themselves a tunnel out of the grave. So
no. They really gotta stop. They gotta start putting these bodies in grave liners, honestly. Where are all the vaults?
Exactly. So they're like, what the fuck is going on? Speaking of
vault, did you watch Fallout? Okay, it's really good. Wait, did you ever play it? It is
on my list. I just have not had a chance.
I still think you're really, really, really gonna like it.
No.
It's so much fun.
I have heard, like, so many people say it was really good. So I definitely...
Okay, back to Xbox. Sorry. I got excited. I'm, like, two for two with my favorite games being, like, done well.
Right? Yeah. No, that is honestly pretty good. Pretty lucky.
Don't have high hopes for that Sims movie. Just gonna say it right now.
Probably not. No. The sheriff comes by with the creature, which we kind of get explained that this creature is a soul eater, and this specific soul eater lives or, like, thrives off of human diseases. So they actually are, like, calling for this creature to come to heal them. And its gift is that it can heal and eats off of human disease, so it can actually cure people.
Damn. Maybe we should invite him to the podcast.
Yeah. Hi.
Hi.
Draw a little circle. We can do it. The sheriff brings the creature to the hangmill house, and they have the symbol on the door, and it bites Marie.
This is gnarly.
It's pretty gross.
Yeah.
But
because it's like what, like the husband and the sheriff have like an agreement. So they're also kind of just like watching, listening.
Yeah, I guess so.
She's like, was she tied down to a chair?
Pretty gross. I think she might have been.
Okay. Or like I think tied down, laying down. Something like that. But it was bleh.
Yeah. And then Doggett kind of shares with Skinner that he believes that Mulder shot someone to protect Marie from the whoever was supposed to be in that grave. And then, I don't know. So Mulder apparently killed someone, but for what he thought was like the right reason. And then we see underground in this freaking tunnel system, the creature vomiting the remains of Marie into a person-shaped mold.
It's like it's McDonald's nasty. Chicken nuggets being shaped. Yeah.
Nasty.
Fucking.
And so then Doggett goes and questions the person that, like, the recluse that lives in the woods, the old lady that was guarding the creature. And
I just want to know who the fuck comes up with these things.
I know. An insane person, honestly. But the woman tells that, like, Mulder felt sorry for the creature and was trying to euthanize it, not save Marie, because he felt like they were using the creature and it wasn't fair and whatever. However, Doggett then hears a noise and goes to look and finds a trapdoor that leads into the tunnels. He finds Marie and takes her to the hospital. And somehow, incredibly, her kidneys have healed and she no longer is sick.
Which is great news.
And then Doggett goes back to the lady in the woods. She explains to Doggett that the reason that the creature is so ugly is because it takes away other people's ugliness and disease and hurt, and it heals them in the process. And then, yeah, so Doggett, similar to Mulder, believes that it's, like, unfair that humans are using this creature for their own benefit and not, like, letting it be. And so he decides that he's going to let it go. But the sheriff and a lot of the townspeople refuse to do that. They end up shooting Doggett in the back, and Doggett is killed. Okay, Doggett is buried, but then ends up waking up in the tunnels. And when he wakes up, the caretaker woman is sobbing because of the dead soul eater, and she reveals that by eating Doggett's death, the creature was allowed to die.
So he accomplished Mulder's task to begin with.
Yeah. And also seemed like ended up agreeing with him anyways, because he was gonna let the creature go. So, Doggett, unsurprisingly, has a really hard time trying to figure out what he's going to put in his report, because he was just talking shit about Mulder and Scully's reports. And Skinner checks on him and is like, don't submit a report, because it would contradict Mulder's report from earlier and basically just, like,
get Scully in trouble.
Scully, Doggett, and Skinner look horrible. So, Doggett is like, oh, Scully didn't know, though, and it, like, it's only on Mulder, and he's the one that messed up, and all this stuff. But Skinner's like, sometimes it's just enough to know that this happened, and it's not worth, some things are not really worth the fight that they would cause, because it would take months to try to clear Scully's name. And I feel like Skinner is just like, we got other things.
I don't
want to
do the paperwork.
By the way, I'm so, yeah, literally. He's like, I'm so glad that you're seeing this, because shit is wild out there, but don't write it down, okay? There's going to be other things, more important things, but like, this was just for you, really. Yeah. This is just to get you up to speed on what the hell's going on over here. And it's crazy. And Doggett's like, okay, fine.
Yeah, sounds, I mean, good. It's nice to see moments when Doggett and Mulder are similar, because they are so fucking different. Or even not just similar, but like ending up at the same conclusion.
Yeah,
so,
absolutely.
Because I'm sure people, when this was on, like, live, I'm sure people were still, like, pissed that Mulder's gone and Doggett's, quote-unquote, replaced him. But I do think he's, like,
for sure
holding up well. And I think he's a nice addition. And maybe
we're just biased. It's just not, the same.
No, but it's not supposed to be the same.
But, yeah.
Okay, let me read what I can have found. Because I know in the episode, when they call the lone gunman, they determine that the creature is from the Lakota folklore, which is also the Sioux people. And that's in South Dakota, not Pennsylvania. They're not super close. But I also think that's where skinwalkers are from. No, Wendigos. Okay. I don't remember. Fuck. I literally just had it. But the only thing I can find that would be referred to as like a soul eater. I am not going to be able to fucking say this. I'm so sorry. Looks like it's from Choctaw mythology, and it's an Nalusa Chito, also known as an Impa Shillup, was a soul eater. And if individuals allowed evil thoughts or depression to enter their minds, then the soul eater would creep inside them and eat their soul. Yeah, yes. Which like has part of it, but I think I like the whole it lives off of disease better.
Yeah, right.
Seems really nice.
The only thing that I will say, which I thought was very interesting, is like, which I feel like we didn't really talk about in the beginning of this season, but like, it was never spoken about or explained that Mulder was sick or anything like that. It was, like, something that was put into the plot afterwards because it fit the narrative. And so I guess at least they're continuing the same delusion by kind of adding to it. Because before they just were like, y'all didn't know that he had brain cancer? He had, of course he did. We didn't tell you that? I forgot. Sorry. Like, but they're like trying to make it a little bit more legit now, which is good.
He's still frustrating though, because like even Skinner says it in the episode, like he saw him get abducted. What's the whole point of that then?
Right.
But do you have anything else?
Okay. Just that Jillian like purposely didn't want to be in this episode, and they wrote this to not have to really require Jillian to film because she really wanted to spend some time with Piper and
little cutie.
She basically said that they like, I don't know, that Jillian like was making a conscious effort to put boundaries up about work, and that she was willing to the show and continue on, but they had to respect her boundaries, and would that she would work for 3 weeks and then have 2 or 3 weeks off to go and be with her daughter. And they agreed to that because they can't lose Jillian.
Yeah. So. What are they going to do? Have both their main characters gone?
Right.
Have both of them abducted? Again?
So yeah.
The only other one that I found is that, when Agent Doggett finds Mulder's firearm, it's the same standard issue firearm that James Bond has from the British Secret Service.
Whoa.
Ooh, a Walther PPK. No idea what that is, besides a gun.
PP.
Also, the picture for the, Soul Eater of this episode is fucking terrifying.
Yeah. I mean, the Soul Eater is terrifying.
Yeah. Yeah. I did see that Lakota does have something that includes a Soul Eater that preys on human souls, but it doesn't say anything about, a disease eater.
Mm.
The Navajo has one that's a shapeshifter that morphs into different forms to deceive its prey and feast on their souls, which is disgusting. Don't like that. But, okay, is that it?
I think so.
Okay. I did try watching that that thing that you watched Jillian in.
Oh, yeah.
It was okay. I fell asleep. Scoop. Yeah.
Yeah. It was fine.
Yeah.
It was okay.
Yeah. Which is... It had a lot of people from Sex Ed in there, though, which I always
I know.
Enjoy.
I liked that.
Yeah.
But other than that, I was just kind of like, I just expected it to be better with the cast that it had and, yeah.
She looks wild with, brown contacts in, though.
Mm-hmm.
It looks good, but it's just, it's weird. It's different.
Yeah, very different. Yeah.
Okay, are we ready for next week's?
Yes, please.
Okay, so season 8, episode 12 is called Medusa. Oh no. Doggett takes to the Boston subways to try to figure out where a deadly agent that is killing citizens is coming from. Wow, that was a great description, IMDb. Cool. Well, we love when we have home episodes.
All right. So. We will see you next week. Hopefully, we can record in person.
Yes, hopefully. We should.
Okay, I'm gonna go to bed now.
Okay, me too. It's early, but it's sleepy time.
Doesn't matter.
No. Okay, stay safe.
Stay spooky.
Goodbye.
Bye.